You hear Jesus in the gospel speaking to the various people. Probably at this point he's in the city of the town city of Capernaum. Capernaum again is where Peter lived, and Jesus, after living in Nazareth during his public ministry, he goes to Capernaum, and basically that's kind of where Jesus lives. Capernaum again, geography-wise, is on the north part of the Sea of Northwest, but mostly north. It's a town on the sea of the Sea of Galilee. So Jesus is there speaking to the Jews and the people there. And if you read before this gospel, someone had asked him about John the Baptist, who was imprisoned, and Jesus really pointed out to them that why did you ask them the question, why did you go out to see John the Baptist? And of course, John the Baptist, one of the things he was preaching was for forgiveness. And so John the Baptist was calling people to forgiveness, to repentance. And the Pharisees and the scribes, you know, the leaders, were resistive to repentance. And so that comes up, and Jesus then is critical of the towns in that area, Chorazin and Bethsaida and other towns that are nearby Capernaum. He criticizes them because they're not repentive. They're not seeing the wonders he's doing and repenting. And that leads into this gospel. Jesus talks, he's praying, and he does this at certain points. He is praying to his Father. And, you know, he's praying, and so we can hear what he's saying. And he talks and acknowledges how we're supposed to be childlike, and those who are childlike will be blessed. And then he goes in and says, come to me, all you who labor are burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. So if you think about it, What's the biggest burden in our lives? Now, certainly there can be physical ailments, which we might think are big burdens, but more so spiritually. Spiritual burdens are sins. You think about it, we heard about this. Be afraid more of the person, the being who can kill our soul for all eternity, to attack us spiritually and cause us to be spiritually dead. So really, the spiritual really is an important thing and can be a very great burden on our souls, on our beings, on our persons. Spiritual burden and sin. So there's a connection. Jesus is tying the two together. And what has Jesus come? The big thing he's come for is forgiveness of sins. We mass, be attentive when I'm saying the consecration, the words over the wine turning into the body and blood, soul, divinity of Jesus. The last thing I say is, for Jesus has given his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. So again, it's Jesus wants us to ask for forgiveness of our sins. He wants us to let go of that burden. Now, it doesn't mean we're not going to sin again. But just think, when we come, especially, you know, to the sacrament confession, we come and we lay our sins out before the Lord. That's a huge burden that can be let go of. And we still might have shame or guilt or, you know, feel like, hey, I wish I didn't do that. That's good because we don't want to do it again, whatever sin we've committed. But then Jesus, you know, he helps us. He takes that burden. We're forgiven and we're strengthened and we're healed. I think we sometimes can forget about that. It's just like, oh, I don't want to go to sacrament confession. I don't want to ask for forgiveness. It's a huge thing for us to let go of our burdens. So this is the question, though. Think, why don't people ask for forgiveness? Like, come to the sacrament confession. Why don't more people come to the sacrament confession or ask for forgiveness? So, you know, one of the things might be that someone might be saying, well, what I've done, that's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. But if you think about it from this perspective, you know, our relationship with the Lord is really important. And anything that we do that would offend the Lord, we want to ask forgiveness for. We want to be reconciled. We want to understand, you know, is this really offensive to the Lord? So that's important to realize that. It's just like, no, I need to come and, you know, ask for forgiveness or find out maybe if what I'm doing is, in the eyes of the Lord, not so good. You know, it's kind of like a child. You know, if child, as they're growing older, they're learning about various things, and a child like comes to dad or mom and they say, "Dad or mom, I did this," and they're crying and they're sad, and dad or mom come and say, "Well, that's okay, that's not that big of a deal. Here, you know, here's what you do." But the child is like fearful or like don't want to offend or harm their relationship with their parents. So the same is for us, you know, to have that kind of disposition. That is kind of a childlike disposition where we're like, "Oh, maybe this is a big deal and I need to come to the Lord and ask for forgiveness, maybe find out more, talk to somebody I trust." You know, it can be for ourselves, but others in our family and our friends, you know, to have that disposition. Another element here about asking for forgiveness is, you know, one might think, well, what I've done is just too big to be forgiven. God can't forgive me. Well, there's nothing that God can't forgive. The only thing that God can't forgive, of course, is if we don't ask for forgiveness. It's called the sin against the Holy Spirit. So like to come to the Lord and bring those things, those burdens. If someone has a real huge sin on their soul, that is a huge burden. I mean, think about this. Maybe there's someone in your family, maybe ourselves, huge thing, a real bad sin, you know. To come to the sacrament, to come to Jesus for healing and help and strength and to be forgiven. And partly that can be because one might be afraid to come. Now, there's just on the human level, just in the sacrament of confession, just on the human level, it's kind of hard to tell our sins to a priest or another person, you know. But in general, it's like, okay, so the priest is really Christ. But then why am I afraid to talk to the Lord, to tell the Lord this? You know, again, the Lord loves us so much. You can have parents that aren't so good. You know, when a child comes, they can get angry and upset, so that might discourage the child from coming. But our God isn't that way. Yeah. Our God is loving, and he cares for us. And, you know, Jesus, you know, look at what Jesus does in the Gospels. You know, when sinners, he heals them. He embraces them. He eats with tax collectors and sinners. He doesn't care what people think about that. But he wants to bring the sinner to repentance, to be forgiven, you know. So that's what he wants. And he wants to let, you know, have us have those burdens let go of. And another thing, you know, is sometimes we think, well, I sin the same thing over and over again. What's the point? Why should I ask for forgiveness? What's the point? because we need Jesus to help us. Without God's grace and help, we can't overcome sin. Temptations will come, but we need God's help and strength. And part of it that, you know, when we come and confess the same thing over and over again, it's we can look at some of the things that happened, you know, leading into that sin. We examine it. You know, I can, with God's help, do this or do that, or, you know, I need to get rid of this element in my life. Or, you know, I need to forgive this person. I'm not forgiving them, and that's why I'm angry or upset at them. I haven't really forgiven. You know, so we look at those things when we come over and over again. Just like, no, it helps us to really look at our lives and make reparation with God's grace and help and be forgiving if we're unforgiving and other things. So really to step back and ask, you know, Lord, help me to be one who asks for forgiveness. And then, Lord, help me come to you and help me with my burdens.